Welcome to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Distance learning is arguably the wave of the future in higher education. More and more students are choosing courses or entire degree programs that don't require them to show up in class, to listen to lectures and take tests, but to learn course material and interact with their professors online. In Maryland, distance learning also has a venerable past. For decades, University of Maryland University College, UMUC, dominated distance learning globally, offering classes at more than 100 U.S. military installations and in more than 20 countries around the world. Now, UMUC is scrambling to hold on to students who have many more options for distance learning. This month, the president of the University of Maryland University College, Javier Millares, told UMUC stakeholders he has ruled out a recommendation from an outside panel to turn UMUC into a nonprofit. But UMUC is going ahead with plans to change its business model. The framework of the new plans includes increasing enrollment of out-of-state residents by creating a board of military, business, and academic leaders. Also, UMUC wants to be exempt from certain state policies that affect how public agencies perform functions like procurement and human resources. It contends it needs to compete with other schools not bound by such rules. When I spoke with President Millares last summer, I asked why University of Maryland University College needs to make changes.
Let's talk a little bit about our history so we can understand our present. We started in 1947, and from the very beginning, we are about one of the few institutions that from the beginning, our sole mission was to educate working adults. 1947, from the beginning, we never had a physical campus. And we were founded to serve the returning veterans. We grew overseas. We went to serve the military. We were the only institution willing to do that. And we grew and developed online and became the largest online university, as you pointed out. In the 1990s, mid-90s, when we went with online, we were about the only institution doing that. But then in the last 15 years, as was pointed out before, many other institutions went into that space. Some of them the for-profit institutions, but now we see some of the large public institutions like Penn State, the University of Florida just came out with University of Florida Online, moving into the working adult space. So the competition for us has increased tremendously.
And your enrollment has gone down
and
in the last couple of years.
As a result of that competition, and because half of our students are military, because of the impact of the federal budget, our enrollments have declined over the last 2 years.
Well, UMUC was early, as you said, going back to 1947, it was early to structure its offerings according to what employers said they needed in workers, particularly the U.S. military. Yeah. It was early to use the Internet to offer courses online. And then it seemed to sort of just stop competing effectively. Why was that? That was sort of like, I guess, in the 90s.
I think it's a very natural reaction for many organizations. They are very successful, and they think they will be successful forever doing the same thing. So you sort of rest on your laurels. And when you are the largest player in the online space, there was an assumption that you would always be, no matter what. So it was complacency, as a matter of fact, that there was a complacency that will always be the largest provider.
And now you're looking at making UMUC a not-for-profit business entity. What does that mean?
Basically, it means the options that we have to go back to growth, and growth is very important to us. Volume, in online volume, allows you to provide high quality and low cost. That's the model. High quality, low cost, you need volume. When we start declining, we have to do something about it. We realize that Maryland is a small state. Our footprint is Maryland and the military. Maryland is small state. The military is shrinking. So we look into the future and we realize we have to expand our footprint nationally. It is very difficult to do so as a state agency.
Why?
State agencies, by nature and rightly, are more regulated because they have a lot of taxpayer money. And they are more geared to simply do one very specific thing in the state. In our case, we get very little state support. And being regulated like if we are a state entity actually would impede us in moving into the national market beyond Maryland, and not just the national market, but the international market. Is the flexibility needed? Something as simple as getting procurement, a marketing contract. It takes us about a year to get a marketing contract. You cannot wait 1 year. And that's just an example of having to be more flexible, more agile, that you can actually be by just being a state unit.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Javier Millares, president of the University of Maryland University College. We're talking about restructuring ideas that UMUC is considering. UMUC is also talking about an emphasis on competency-based education, as I understand it, looking at what students can prove they know rather than what classes they've taken. Briefly, how would that work?
This is the exciting part, because now we're talking about really how we serve best our students. Let's assume that you have been working as an accountant, a bookkeeper in an accounting firm. You have learned a lot about the field, but you have not taken courses. So we can ask you, look, if you show us that you really have mastered some basic principles of accounting, why do you have to take a course that is going to teach what you already know? That's one part of competency-based education. Another part of competency-based education is when you have courses that are very clearly defined learning outcomes, if I can give you the resources, the content that you can study in your own, that you can conduct your work, you can do your work, academic work, at your own pace, at your own time, why should I bring you into the strict setting of a course that you have to attend, and perhaps for you it's better to do it in your own with mentoring from a faculty. So then you can study it at your own pace, at your own time. For some students, that will be shorter. For some students, it may take longer. So basically, competency-based education, at the end of the day, it means what matters is what you have learned, not how or when you learned it.
And are you confident that you can actually test well enough to know what a student knows?
I am confident that we can assess what students know. It is not generally, would not be done via tests. It will be done by projects. For instance, you're taking a business class. The project may be build a business plan for a new.
We have just a minute left, and I want to make sure I ask you this idea of restructuring.
Yeah.
Where does it stand? What happens next?
At this point, the idea is out for the UMUC community to provide feedback. This was the recommendation of a group of external business leaders. That recommendation came to me. They appointed them. Now the whole university community is commenting on it. At the end, in the next 2 months, I will have a recommendation to the regents and the chancellor. They will decide.
I appreciate you explaining it to us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure to be here.
Javier Millares is president of University of Maryland University College. We spoke in August when the option of turning UMUC into a nonprofit was still being debated. That is no longer part of the restructuring plan that is expected to go to the University System of Maryland Board of Regents in the next few months. and possibly to the Maryland General Assembly when the legislative session begins in January. Another recent development, after several years of declining enrollments, UMUC enrolled 5% more students in the U.S. this fall than last year, 3% more worldwide. We have more information about UMUC and its restructuring on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, getting the input of patients in decisions about treating their cancer. Stay with us on 88.1.